Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Tuesday morning, March 24th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Investor news breaks: ECGI Holdings Inc. signs $25 million share exchange agreement to acquire ResiFi. ECGI Holdings announced the signing of a $25 million share exchange agreement to acquire ResiFi Inc., integrating a 29-state licensed mortgage origination platform with $140 million in annual funding. This move enhances ECGI's mortgage tokenization platform, combining origination, compliance, reporting, and tokenization. The company continues its pilot with Nomix Technology Labs to tokenize up to $10 million in residential loans, advancing its investor portal and meeting closing requirements. iNews breaks: Lantern Pharma schedules fourth quarter and fiscal year 2025 results webcast. Lantern Pharma schedules a webcast to discuss its fourth quarter and fiscal year 2025 results on March 30th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. President and CEO Panna Sharma will review the period ended December 31, 2025, and provide updates on upcoming milestones, clinical trials, and developments related to its RADD AI and machine learning platform.
Pride Holdings Group Management acquires over 1.3 million shares, reinforcing confidence in company's valuation and future growth. Pride Holdings Group's management team has acquired over 1.3 million shares of the company's common stock, signaling confidence in its valuation and future growth. CEO Mike Barrett expressed strong belief in the business's potential, citing undervaluation by the market. The insider buying aligns management's interests with shareholders and reflects a commitment to long-term value creation through strategic initiatives and acquisitions.
Canary Gold Corp. reports elevated gold grain counts from drilling, supporting paleo channel discovery at Madeira River Project, Brazil. Canary Gold Corp. reports elevated gold grain counts from drilling, supporting paleo channel discovery at Madeira River Project in Brazil. Recent shallow drilling has intersected continuous sand and gravel horizons, yielding high gold grain counts. The company's preliminary interpretation suggests a potentially significant gold-bearing system, with plans for systematic follow-up drilling and enhanced sampling protocols to further evaluate the target area.
Scientific American highlights scientific discovery that supports the potential use of cardiodialysis to treat neuroinflammatory diseases. Scientific American recently highlighted a groundbreaking scientific discovery supporting the potential use of cardiodialysis to treat neuroinflammatory diseases. Researchers at Trinity College Dublin reported the first clinical evidence of blood-brain barrier disruption in individuals suspected of having chronic traumatic encephalopathy. This research underscores the role of systemic inflammation in neuroinflammatory disorders, positioning cardiodialysis as a potential adjunct therapy for conditions like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and ALS.
American Shared Hospital Services announces fourth quarter and full year financial results conference call. American Shared Hospital Services has announced that it will hold a conference call to discuss its fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results on March 31st at 12 p.m. ET. The press release with the financial results will be issued before the market opens on the same day. To participate, callers can dial 1-844-413-3972 domestic, or 1-412-317-5776 international, at least 10 minutes prior to the call.
Andina copper extension drilling intersects wide interval of mineralization. Andina Copper Corporation reports an outstanding drill intercept from hole CDH005 at its Cobrasco project in Choco, Colombia. The drill confirmed a large-scale southerly extension of Ku-MOAG mineralization, demonstrating a multi-phase porphyry Ku-Mo system. Additional drill holes CDH006 and CDH007 are completed, with assays pending, while CDH008 is underway. President and CEO Joseph Van den Elsen highlighted the potential for a significant copper deposit at Cobrasco.
Catalyst Crew Technologies establishes operating presence in Venezuela to support digital health and AI initiatives. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. has established an operating presence in Venezuela to support its digital health and artificial dehealth intelligence initiatives. The company formed a subsidiary in Venezuela to aid in infrastructure development and the deployment of healthcare technology solutions. This move is part of the company's strategy to expand its healthcare technology initiatives in Latin America, focusing on telehealth services, remote patient monitoring, and AI-enabled healthcare analytics platforms.
Engel Services LLC expands HVHI offerings in central Alabama. Engel Services LLC, a family-owned contractor based in Sylacauga, Alabama, is expanding its HVHI services throughout central Alabama. With a focus on providing top-notch heating and air conditioning solutions, the company aims to enhance indoor air quality and offer reliable maintenance agreements to its growing customer base. Serving areas like Sylacauga, Birmingham, Talladega, Dadeville, and Wedumpah, Engel Services LLC is dedicated to delivering high-quality HVAC services to the community.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.